I'm reading this morning about the deal struck between the newly elected independent MP for Denison in Tasmania, Andrew Wilkie, and the Green Labor Alliance that's seeking to form government. Part of the deal is a reform of the operation of gaming machines in the various states and territories. And while this, at first blush, might seem like a good idea, there are several concerns I have with it. Firstly, the states and territories are absolutely reliant upon the taxes from gaming machine legislation for their operations and the services that they're providing. If we limit their ability to raise this revenue, it's going to have to be found somewhere else. That means higher taxes for everyone rather than the user pay system that gaming machines currently provide. The second aspect that I find concerning is the intrusion by the Commonwealth once again into state and territory operations. Now, we have a federation, we have a federalist system of government where there are unique responsibilities. If we continue to take away the revenue-raising abilities of the states or force them to do things simply because the Commonwealth wants them to, we might as well do away with the states entirely. I don't think that's a good idea. It would concentrate power in Canberra, and I think we need more decentralised government. The third aspect of it that I'm concerned about is the fact that people can make their own choices. Government shouldn't have to be tracking people's expenditure patterns to protect them from themselves. These are the things that concern me about this deal, and I think it needs to be examined and considered much more carefully.